The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Well, test, test, 1, 2, 3. Test, test, 3, 4, 5. Oh, wait, I should have said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I went 1, 2, 3, 3, 4, 5. So I screwed up.
Rich,
that.
Stop. Just, please, can we just do something interesting for once?
Now we're going to start interesting? Is that what you want to do?
You know what? It's never.
Talk up, please.
No. Leave me alone.
Talk up.
No, I want to do it the way I want to do it. People can hear me. It's fine.
Very softly. I've been getting a lot of tweets.
No, you haven't.
For Bonnie to raise her voice. Oh, really? You know every tweet I get? It says, hey, look, it. We love everything that goes on. We love.
No.
But her voice is one octave too low.
No. Okay, well, I can't do anything but the deepness of my voice. That's my voice.
Oh, octave is deepness? Oh, she's one level too low.
Well, then turn it up on the thing.
Okay, let's go. We're good.
Oh my God, I can't do it.
Let's see, what you have, mic one.
Is it ever going to be summer?
I know,
it's been raining all the time.
It's May and it's raining.
Is it? Thank you, I hate when people do that.
What?
It's May. We all know what fucking month it is.
How do they know? This could be an old podcast.
Well, I didn't know you were talking to them. I thought you were talking to me, which you were. Don't try to change it now.
No, I was talking to the people on the podcast. I don't really talk to you when I'm doing a podcast. I talk to people.
Oh, okay.
And you're here.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
You know. Right, okay, let's get started. Here's the deal. Real quick, let's throw some quick plugs out. We don't get reads, so we do our own. Because we don't get reads. So our reads are, if you're going to go and buy something on Amazon, bookmark it, go to amazon.richvoss.com, amazon.richvoss.com, and get whatever you want there. You know, I mean, look, we're not going to make any money, really. We lose money every week on this, but who cares? Well, I think it costs like $40 a month to do this podcast. But everybody else who does a podcast makes money. Who cares? What are you going to do?
What Sometimes are you gonna
do? We do it for the art,
we
right?
We do it for the art.
And also, this week, the 13th and 14th, I'll be in Boca at the Black Box Theater. I think it's on Glades Road, I think. But look it up. Black Box Theater, one show Friday, one Saturday, the 13th and 14th. And then the 20th, I will be at the Ramada Clark Summit, PA. Clark Summit, PA. And the 21st, Comedy Carmine's Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie. There, that's 2 weeks of clubs. 13th and 14th, Boca, Black Box Theater, Boca Raton, Florida. The 20th, the Ramada at the Clark in Clark Summit, PA. And 21, Carmine's Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie. There you go. That's not hard. You know, it's great that those 2 weekends, I do one show a night, one Friday, one Saturday, both weekends. This weekend I'm, last weekend I was
Oh my God, I can't take it.
Go ahead, let's go.
I can't take it. I don't want to be this person that's always like, what is going on with you? But what is going on with you that you think like, I don't think what I'm saying is interesting. That's, but I, you know, I don't want to do this. Like, that's not like, but you're like, I really want to do the podcast because I think it's important that people know that I'm doing one show a night. Like, you'll just spend all this time just babbling away.
It's not
about
babbling,
anything.
I'm telling them how it makes me feel.
I know, but you don't have any, like, thing in your, what is it? Is it like, I don't know what it is that you don't, you're not like sitting there being like, well, this is, oh boy, huh? Maybe I should talk about something else.
Oh, I will. We just started. We, well, you know, you break in. It's like when you're doing a radio show.
I can't do it.
The small talk.
Can I, honestly, just, can you do this one by yourself? I can't do it.
All right, let's do a good one. Last week was great.
No, it wasn't.
Are you kidding me, Drip Drip? A lot of people wrote to me on Twitter. How good the last
one
was.
Don't say a lot of people. It's like two.
Gary,
it's
Gary.
It's the same fucking people. I'm telling you, it's the
Whirly,
same people.
Curly,
I appreciate them. I love them. Thank you.
Hey, whatever.
But it's the same people every week.
Remember, what happened to that girl?
Chloe was like, oh, you've been reading tweets and you didn't read a tweet about me. I do her voice like that because I know for a fact that's not a woman. It's like, it's one of those people that puts like a beautiful woman's picture on the thing. And
well,
then
I don't
like
people that don't put their own picture up on Twitter.
And then,
except,
it's like, and then she's like just some old fat man in there. Why did you read my tweet?
You know, the guy, liberals are idiots. I'll let him slide because he doesn't want to know. He doesn't want people to know who he is because of what he does for a living and where he does it.
What, so you know who he is?
I don't know who he is, but I said to him, why don't you put, you know, your face up?
Well, I work for NPR. So I don't want them to know, but I think liberals are idiots. Who puts that on there as their Twitter handle anyway?
Well, people
like I just fucking put hate out there. That's my thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that do. You know,
liberals are idiots. That's my Twitter handle.
Well, how about the people that put negative Opie stuff or negative Anthony? Like, who's that interrated?
Because they're like, yeah.
They're hypnotized. They're fucking robots.
Oh, boy. Anthony said this. That must be true. Oh, Opie's got tits.
Who would base their life around a radio show? If you think about it, who, like, they're fucking...
Rich, that, do you, like, that, we're hoping that there's still some people out there that are willing to, like,
well,
glom onto something, and then they glom onto us.
No, you can listen to things, and then you move
find
on.
Find things interesting.
I listen to a lot of different things on radio. I listen to Howard. I listen to Opie. I listen to fucking
Richard.
Golf. What?
How dare you?
How dare I what?
Listen, ooh, to
can you imagine that? There's going to be some...
They run out of TV shows, Sandy. They're talking about what radio they listen to. I can't even do fucking that anymore. I have no passion for it.
Yes, you do.
Don't like it.
You don't have passion because it's early. We're taping early today.
I got to do an audition. I hate doing auditions.
Oh, especially on camera.
Oh. They said don't wear any makeup. How do they know? How are they going to know if I'm wearing makeup or not?
The blue stuff you put on your eyes.
Yeah, I'm always wearing blue eyeshadow. You sure know me.
Remember people that used to do that? They put on tons of blue eyeshadow, and you look at them, you go, there's no one's face that's blue. You know what I mean?
Well, what, you really think that's what makeup is?
Makeup is to enhance what?
Your natural beauty?
Yes.
Oh, is that why women wear like the smoky eye? Yeah. I love the look of a bruised eye. So that's why I do it.
Auditions are the worst.
I want people to know I already have a boyfriend.
You know, if they gave you the part, you would knock the part out. Like, if I, the things I've auditioned
maybe
for in my life,
maybe not.
How hard would it be?
It's hard.
To do the part? No.
You gotta concentrate really hard.
When I played,
you gotta like be real. Like, and I gotta say stuff like honey. I don't say honey in real life. I don't call anybody honey.
It's not that hard. It's not that hard.
Okay, honey.
When I was playing,
see, even there, it's like doesn't seem real, right?
You go, okay, honey.
Oh yeah,
okay,
Rich,
honey,
has been giving me acting tips, which is, I really wish I had been recording those.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, give some of the, like, because there's the line about the rattlesnake. Go ahead, give it to him.
What, the rattlesnake?
Yeah.
look, be careful. There's rattlesnakes out by the shed.
No, that's not how you were doing it.
Yes.
You were like, hey, whoa, there's some rattlesnakes out there.
No. Look, hey, listen, be careful. There's
listen, you're always like, listen, hey, which listen. Is not in the script.
Look. Well, what I'm saying is, when I played Lenny Bruce on American Dreams.
Oh my God! Here we go.
During the rehearsals, but once I started fucking taping, boom, knocked it out. It's not that hard. It's not. We're not playing. You're not
Rich,
doing.
Rich.
What?
Auditions are hard. Watch a TV show, all you do, or a movie, and if anybody has any kind of lengthy speech, you're always like, how do you memorize that? How do they know all those lines? It's
that's
the you're watching
part.
Better Call Saul. You're like, how does he do it? How does he know the lines?
Yeah, those are long, long.
Like, you don't know. You don't like care at all about the art of it. You're not like, oh God, how does he?
The art of acting. I thought you said acting is fucking, you know.
I've changed my opinion.
No,
having to do this audition.
No, you remember you said acting is easy. Dogs and animals. I mean. Kids and animals can act.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do comedy. Which is harder, comedy or acting?
Like stand-up comedy?
Yes. No, Lauren Hardy, Abbott and Costello.
I didn't know if you meant comedy in a movie.
Which is harder?
You know, they say...
what do they say?
Crying is easy. Comedy is hard. I don't know if that's the saying.
Well, I think you made that up.
Something else. Comedy is... Dying is easy. Comedy is hard.
Who says that? I never heard it.
It's like some acting thing.
Comedy and acting or stand-up?
No, in acting.
Oh, comedy and acting's hard? Because, yeah, to make people laugh with those fucking bad lines.
Well, you know, people always go like, is it a comedy? I don't know if I found it funny, but nobody ever is like, is it a drama? Nobody ever questions the genre
well,
of other things.
The Martian fell under comedy, right?
What?
The Martian... With a...
Very funny movie.
With what's his name?
Matt Damon, one of our comedic actors of all time.
That fell under comedy on the Golden
Globes.
They
put it under comedy so that they could win the award, and it worked.
They didn't win.
For the Golden Globe. They don't have separate comedy division in the Academy Awards. You worked on them. Don't you know that?
Yeah. I know they don't have comedy.
No. Well, I always got to be the bitchy one.
Who?
Know what I mean? Me.
Oh, that's how it goes.
I used to be fun-loving.
Well, stay on topic. What about acting and your fucking audition?
I got too much anxiety about it, and then I might have to go to Germany. It's like too much.
Yeah, we both
and
got
I
got
to go to L.A. after that.
We got calls.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Was I talking too much about myself?
No,
go ahead, Rich. What was your call?
No, I'm not going to get to my call. I'm not going. Let's go. You're going to.
No.
Do you want to?
No.
You're right.
I spend too much time on myself.
No, you.
Go ahead. Let's hear about how many shows per night you have at the Black Box Theater in Boca Raton.
What weekend? 13th and 14th this weekend. So, when will you find out about going? This is going to be on next week. So, you won't really. We're pre-taping this in case you go to where?
Germany.
For how many days?
A week.
Don't you got those black boots though you could bring over there?
Stop it. I've got some hatred of a Jew. I'll say I only hate one Jew, but is that enough? Does that work for you people?
Is that, you're going to say that where?
I'm going to say that.
Are you going to make up a t-shirt?
I'm going to say, I hate a Jew, my husband. Hilarious.
Wouldn't you be looking forward to going to Europe? Most people would, to get paid to go to Europe.
It was like, it's too
what
fast.
Do you do at night?
It's like fine if you like have like time to figure it out, but it's like somebody fell out of whatever is going on and then they needed to replace them.
What are you going to do at nights when you're not working?
Drink beer.
Why don't you find a comedy club out there?
I probably will.
What part of Germany? Berlin?
I don't even know where it is. I was supposed to get all the information last night. Nine. I'm gonna like only talk about the Americans while I'm there.
That's Russia.
Oh right. Oh shit.
Talk about Bridge of Spies.
Oh, okay. Or I'm going to go, give them back their, what was that movie where they had to like save the artwork or something like that.
Talk about The Great Escape with Steve McQueen. Did you ever see that movie? It's a classic.
Yeah.
No.
Everyone's seen it.
The Great Escape, where they threw him in the cooler.
I actually don't know that movie. You, I mean, I know the movie, but I don't know if I saw it.
All right, then do Schindler's List.
Schindler's List is a lot of people don't know about it, but he had a cracked bone in his wrist, hurt him many years. Ended up getting arthritis in it. Schindler's List. There's a whole book about it. I don't know why they didn't do that movie.
So you might go to
Schindler's
Germany.
Rest.
Then how long do you come home for before you go to
1 week?
L.A.
One week.
Not even a week.
Not even a week. 4 days.
Oh my goodness.
Then off to Los Angeles.
Wow. This is what you always ask for, to get out, to get away.
Not for that long.
Yes, you say, I would do what you do in a second if I could go do the road and not be home. You say it all the time.
I only say, no, that's not true.
You said it
many
times.
I used to say it, but I don't anymore.
Oh, it's just kind of like your whole opinion on acting. Everything you're
morphing
into.
I'm always, I don't just hold on to thoughts that don't work anymore. I'm like always generating new ideas, incorporating them, putting them in, pushing old ideas out. It's like, you know,
you're phony. You're like, you can't, you got to stay. You don't look, if you have a stance, you got to stand
look,
by it.
Okay, here's the deal.
Okay, now let me tell you what kind of person Bonnie can be at times.
Oh God, here we
She's
go.
She's very well. One, let's do her good qualities, because just to go on after her bad qualities would be, you know, it would be unfair. Bonnie will whip up a dinner. If someone comes over, a friend or a family member, Bonnie goes, "You want?" And okay, she'll whip up like a meal.
All right.
Remember when you whipped up that chicken piccata? When Ben and I came after golf.
I can't even taste it.
I know. When Ben and I, after golf, Bonnie whipped.
I have to cook blind just from memory.
Bonnie whipped up a piccata that was out of this world. My daughter came over for dinner. Bonnie made a spaghetti. The sauce was superb. El Dante.
They used fresh herbs from the garden. The garden.
They didn't grow. They were planted herbs, and they were already there, but more will grow. Don't act like you grew them. You planted them, herbs that were already...
Whatever.
You know
however
what I mean?
You know what? I feel like there's no detail too small. These people want to hear it all. Well, they're sitting around at home. Wait. It's pretty early in the season. Did she plant those from seeds or seedlings?
Yeah. Yeah. So
look at that goose up there. Do you see it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at a golden egg just fell.
Go ahead.
The goose is on top of the... Top of the cabana.
If you thought that I was planting herbs from seeds this early in the season, you're wrong.
This late in the season.
No, too cold for right now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
God.
So you planted plants that were already...
They're called bedding plants.
So what happens? Is more of it going to grow?
I can't talk to you anymore. Just keep going. What else?
What else did you plant?
I'm good at pickling.
Name the things you planted.
I can make a pie.
Name the things you planted.
Tomatoes.
What else?
Peas, lettuce, radishes. Because radishes are...
We have a little area next to our...
Herbs.
Next to our condo under our kitchen window. We have a little area.
I planted dill, oregano, two different kinds of oregano, and two different kinds of basil. And I don't remember what else I planted.
Didn't some guy want our space? He wanted our space to plant, the guy upstairs.
Rich, please. Are you fucking kidding me right now? Are you fucking kidding? Like, I'm not, I don't want to be this person, right, but it's like, do you really think this is like entertaining for people? I don't understand you. We got to pick it up with the podcast. You know what we should do? any kind of microaggression we have from the neighbors. Let's bring that up on the podcast.
Yeah, we're talking about our lives.
No, it's not. It's I'm so close to throwing this microphone out the window. I can't tell you. The frustration is so building because
what?
You're I don't know what's wrong with your brain.
We're talking about.
And I feel like sometimes I feel like I'm mean to you, and then I go, oh God, what if he's like, what if you've got like dementia happening, and I've just been being mean to you? I'm like, ah, what a jerk! And then like the doctor will be like, for the last 4 years, his brain is rapidly deteriorating. I was like, oh shit! I just was like, you're getting dumb, you fucking idiot. You know?
No, you came up to me talking about the guy upstairs wanting a plan.
All right, I'm married to you. We don't have a whole lot left to talk about. I'll bring up shit. But do you really think that's worthy for a podcast? Do you really, like, you're always like, how could these people have this or do this? Or you're always talking about comics that are, they don't talk about anything. It's nothing. It's like, it's an anger in you about some comic that just talks about dating or something. And yet, here you are, like, our neighbor asked, how come we get to plant there?
Yeah, he wanted to take our space.
Stop!
Okay, these are things people want to hear about.
No, they don't.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, they don't. That's why we have only 19 listeners, okay? That's why.
We went up from 18 to 19 last week.
Well, we're going to go down this week, but down to 6.
No.
Curly. I'm just saying, like, I just try to be slightly more entertaining. At least, if you're going to talk about the neighbor, have some flourish. Be able to tell a story, but you're not even
good
at
I didn't know what
that.
Neighbor it was.
But you're not even good at that. You're like, let me list some of the ways Bonnie's a bad person. First, let me list the good ways. She can whip up a meal. She planted some herbs, not from scratch. I mean, it's like the most boring. Like, I'm sure there's other people that are good at telling stories that they could make this.
I tell good stories. I get
into
detail.
Really, no, you're not good at telling
stories.
Are you
crazy?
At least know yourself. At least know that about
you. Oh, I tell good stories.
No, you're not good at telling stories.
Because I tell details.
Let's go back to last week when you told the story about the Viagra and you went through. This is like a perfect example.
Oh.
That story could have been entertaining. And it could have had a good pace to it. But no, you had to put in all this shit that didn't matter. And you act like people are just hanging on every fucking word. And I, let me finish. Please let me finish. I went into the MediClinic. This is in St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Yep.
After I'd made a
How do you remember?
Phone call. Let me finish. Is this going to get somewhere? Is this going to go? Yes, 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 yes. Let me tell 18 things that don't matter first. That don't have any, they're not even interesting facts that you'd be like, I should mention this just because it's funny. It's not even that. It's not even that. My nose was dripping. I had a constant, I couldn't sleep. My nose was dripping. Let me finish. It's
I think it's
unbearable.
I think it's allergies.
Go take a fucking storytelling class.
Are you crazy? It's the people.
Don't keep bringing up these fucking people. If these 18 people want to listen to the podcast, there's nothing you can do to get rid of them. At this point, we've tried everything, clearly. We've tried to have a podcast that nobody listens to. Rich is going to tell another boring story. And yet they're still there. So something's wrong with them, okay? Let's just say that. You're not going to get rid of them. So don't act like, well, those people like it. It's not a good control group.
Focus group. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not. I'm saying control group. But that's fine. If you want to change it to focus group, I don't give a shit. One more thing that makes no fucking difference. In this podcast.
See, you're angry.
I'm getting angry because it's like you don't know yourself.
You
It'd be like if I was just constantly like, no, I am a good singer. I am. And then people like would sarcastically tweet, you're great. And then I'd be like, see, people are tweeting, I'm great.
I tell good stories.
You don't.
I do.
Know yourself. Okay, tell a story right now. Tell a story right now.
About what?
I don't fucking know. You're the raconteur. Go ahead.
The raconteur.
The what? I only know 6 words,
yeah,
but I'm a really good story.
I'll tell a great
Bonnie,
story.
His mind is diminishing at a rapid pace. Could you please be a little kinder to him? I'm smart and I'm a good storyteller.
Oh, really? All right, I'm going to tell you guys a story. You ready?
Rocco, what?
What? Ready? You ready?
First of all, I'm apparently the only one listening that hates you. Okay. Everyone is about to tell a story. Well, let's get our lists ready.
Our lists?
Oh, number one on the list. That's the things that don't matter in the story.
Well, I'm not going to tell a story if you're going to
Sammy! It's going to tell a story. These are fantastic. Get in here. This guy really knows how to spin a yarn.
What if they could hear you through the walls?
I don't give a shit anymore. Been humiliated. Every aspect of my fucking life. Used to live in Los Angeles, sit in my fucking apartment and just write. And nobody knew anything about me and it was fucking heaven. You know, you're going to marry me. You're going to put all your shit out there on a podcast. And a radio show. I know you hate doing both of them, but you're going to do it.
You love doing a radio.
No, I don't.
And you love doing
I cried last time on the way home.
That wasn't last time. It was the time before it. Oh, wait. Maybe it was last time. Well, here.
And I was like, please, I can't do it anymore.
What? The radio?
Yes. And you're like, you love it. That's your answer to everything. You love it. I don't want to act. I can't. You love it.
Oh, you know, sometimes, you know, we have good and sometimes we have bad.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I'm too sensitive, I guess. I don't like.
You're very sensitive. We were playing Monopoly the other night. We're playing Monopoly.
I went to jail 6 times in a row. Nobody else is ever going to get mad about that.
We're playing Monopoly, and it's a fun family game. Myself, Bonnie.
Act like I'm like stomping around
can I
or
tell
something.
The story?
I just was like, oh my
can
God.
Can I tell the story?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Settle in, folks.
You know,
it's a story coming.
My daughter, Jess, my oldest, 25, just got a new place.
Information not necessary. Tidbit number one, you don't give a shit about. Go ahead.
No. So, you know, she's struggling getting it together and, you know.
Getting what together?
Her new place with the
tables. Okay, see, that's a part of a story that you would add, not just she's struggling getting it together. She's been in and out of rehab. It's like you don't know what you're fucking saying even.
Can I tell the story?
No, you're not telling the story.
Because you're interrupting me.
Let me finish.
That's the problem with you.
Okay,
you interrupt.
I'm gonna push the mic away right now and I'm gonna let you tell this story. And I, please, everyone, make a note. How much shit is in there that's not necessary and how much shit he skips over that you're like, wait, what? Go ahead.
So the, what day was it? I guess it was.
I can't.
What?
I gotta turn my back on you.
No. I'm not gonna tell a story to your back.
Okay, fine. But it's like...
Let me get started on it. It's a good story. First, let me give a shout out to Dr. Steven. Don't say why he said, but we like
oh my God.
What
more stuff. The audience,
we're gonna do some stuff that doesn't concern any of you. This could happen in a phone call, but I'm gonna do it now. Wasting your time. I'd like to make a shout out to 8449. You guys don't know this person.
I want to give a.
I'd like to thank my dentist. I'm not going to say why, what happened, but I can't take it.
I told him, you know.
But why don't you just call him or text him? Why you got to be on the? I'd like to thank Dr. Steve. I'm not going to say why. This is of no concern to anybody. Put your fucking headphones down
for
1 second.
No, I'm saying for people should listen to him. Listen to his podcast.
Well, that's not what you're saying.
Yes.
That's not what you're doing.
When you're giving a shout out, mentioning his name.
You say, hey, listen, everyone, I just want to remind you to listen to Dr. Steve. He's fantastic. It's one of the best podcasts on this network, maybe in the entire country. So if you are into any kind of gory medical detail, this guy knows his shit. Please listen. It's your
really, it's you're going to do. This guy can tell a story. Dr. Steve, listen in. You could do something like that.
Or you could do it quickly, guys.
Or you could do, I'd like to shout out to Dr. Steve. Never mind you people what I'm talking about. not for you.
Not only Dr. Steve is a doctor, not only is he a doctor, a friend, and a great, great consultant, he is a promoter, too.
What the fuck does that mean? What the fuck does that mean?
He's had a couple of shows he's put together down.
Okay, well, give a little info. He's a promoter.
Well, they don't get what a promoter is?
No, I didn't even, and I'm in the fucking business. Okay. You're talking about a doctor. And he's a great promoter.
He put it go.
He's always promoting Valiums. He thinks it's the best drug out there, so.
No, he's put a couple shows together.
Okay, then
down
you,
where he
that's
lives.
A detail you should tell. Anything you think you should tell, don't. Anything you think not necessary, do. Okay? That's new rules for Rich Voss telling stories.
Good promoter, good provider.
How do you know that?
What's that?
About the provider. How do you know it?
I could tell.
Okay.
All right, let me move on. Because he cares. A person that cares is a good person who provides. If you could tell he cares about people,
Rich,
then he cares.
Every time he texted last night, you're like, what is he texting me about now? Like, you got what you wanted, and then you were just like,
no,
this guy lonely?
No,
good Lord. I'm trying to watch a show. Anytime your phone rings, you're like, who's calling me?
Yeah,
you get
that
so
late.
Mad.
Yeah.
And then anytime your phone doesn't ring, you're like, why is no one calling me?
No. God, what is this? The things I do wrong?
Yes, I can't take it. Okay, I want you. You know what it is?
When people call late at night.
The frustration comes in that you don't know yourself. So you're
not
like.
That's true. That's
not true. You could be like, I know, I'm kind of a bad storyteller, but let me just try to get this out or whatever. But it's not like that. Like, this is the frustration is when someone is telling you they're good at something and everyone knows, no, you're not.
Oh, yeah, they know.
But see what I'm saying? How frustrating that is?
Can I finish my story? That you weren't going to grab the mic?
Okay, yeah, because you started that. Instead of telling the story, you're like, let me just do a shout out to Dr. Steve. So I didn't realize that was part of the story about your Jessica in the Monopoly. Okay, go ahead.
He is a good provider. And when people call and I yell, it's because they're calling late. That's the only reason when I go, who's calling? You know, late at night, you know. The other night, I was on the road. Oh, I'll tell you this story real quick.
Real quick. Okay, make a note of that.
The other night, when I was in Minneapolis, it was hard enough to sleep with my sinuses. I was suffering, and it's still a little. It gets better. Like some days, like sometimes during the day, I go, oh, the sinus thing is gone. It's gone, and I'm breathing great. Then all of a sudden, clogged. I'm going, what the hell? Is this new medicine working? You know, and then I'll have a tinge of a headache, but then it'll be gone. So then I think, is it AIDS or something? You know what I mean? But that's not in the fucking sinuses, I don't think. Anyhow, so I'm in Minneapolis. It's tough to sleep.
Yes, he said AIDS.
I'm in Minneapolis. It's tough to sleep to begin with. One is tough when you're in a hotel, not in your environment.
Is this the same story you told last week? We know this story.
No, it's a different story. When you're in a different environment, you know, in a hotel. And when I go to hotels, I have everything down pat. Like, the way I even pack, from the second I pack at home, you know, I can pack a suitcase perfectly where every piece of space is used. Like, I'll even put my belt inside, like, or my socks, I'll put them in my sneaker. So, you know, if I have a pair of sneakers in the suitcase, I'll put socks in it. Just to get as much space out of it as I can. So everything from the second I leave my house to going on the road, I have a system after many years. And then I'll get to the hotel, and usually I'll walk in, I'll check in, maybe make a coffee. You know, I'll put my suitcase. I hate hotels that don't have a suitcase rack, but I'll...
How long does... I'm sorry, I'm just wondering, like, this is a quick story, but if it was long, would it be a two-parter for
no, this is
for the podcast?
So what I'm saying is I have my own system. And probably everybody has a system. Like, I even saw those things And I was even thinking about doing this, where I saw it on late night TV, where you could pack stuff and then take
it down to 16 listeners.
Where you could pack stuff and then with a vacuum suck out the air and make it. You know what I mean? You ever see those? So you could have more space, you know, in your suitcase. But that's a whole nother story. So I'm in Minneapolis. It's tough to sleep, and I get. And like a dummy, I don't put my phone on airplane mode. It's my fault. But who would think at 3 in the morning you get a text from another podcaster? Bonnie was in L.A. and didn't do my podcast. She did Fitzsimmons. I go, why write back? You know, I'm half asleep. I write back, hey, look, you know, she was on a tight schedule. But, you know, it's not personal. Okay. Then he writes back again. I fall back asleep 45 minutes later. It's a real kick in the balls. Hey, don't take it fucking personal. Why, you know. So what I'm saying is when people call late at night, I get mad. Okay. I don't get mad. I'm going, why are they calling? Anyhow, let me get back to the story where I was at. So
that's not the story?
No, that was just about why I get mad.
Oh, that was story about getting a... That was the buy his book, because that one's in there. That's a great story. That's a great story.
No, that was about why
you said
mad.
here's a great story real quick. I believe that's how you set it up.
I don't know if I said great. I'm saying why. No, the story coming up is a good story.
You said here's a good story.
Let me
tell you about it, and then you went into. You did some sinus stuff, and then you did some packing stuff, and then you did some like routine in the hotel stuff, and then you got to the point of the story was somebody texted you in the middle of the night.
Yeah, so I brought back why I get mad.
Right, but you could have just been like, hey, like I was in the hotel and some guy. But that's
details. People like details. What do you think? You ever read a crime story? Details. You ever read a crime novel? Without the details, what the hell? When you're watching those crime shows, it's all about details, and then you come up with your conclusion, right?
Yeah, but it is obviously, it's incredibly difficult to argue with you because of your diminishing mental capacity. But the details should have something to do with the story. You don't watch a movie and where they go over all this stuff and then at the end you're like, wait, that had nothing to do with anything. Yeah. That wasn't character stuff. That wasn't plot.
I agree 100%. That's why
that wasn't even like a funny, you know.
Antidote.
That's what we need. That's actually what we need for your stories.
Okay. So the other night... you know, when I go on the road, I come home, I like to have a little family dinner. Bonnie goes, what would you like? So, this wasn't even when I came home. This was even another night after. When was it?
Oh, God, I hope you get it right, because people are fact-checking right now.
Yeah, you know what? I think it was like, it was during the week. It wasn't even a Sunday night dinner. And Bonnie puts a good dinner together on Sunday.
It was Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Bonnie was going to whip up a nice spaghetti dinner and a little Monopoly after.
Mm-hmm.
I call, and the Monopoly we have now, folks, I don't know if you have this new Monopoly.
Okay, well, that's the end of our podcast. No. Thank you
Tell them
for
about
listening.
The new Monopoly. Tell them, what's it called?
The electronic version?
Yeah, it's the electronic.
Put in a card.
Yeah, you do it with a credit card. But
it's like a little bank machine.
But everything's in the millions. Nothing's, you know, it's millions. Except the first two. They're still cheap. Connecticut and whatever. Anyhow, my daughter comes over. Bonnie whips up. Ooh, I'm telling you, this pasta was off the hook. She forgot to make her own. Then she had to put some together on the side because she doesn't eat meat. Then we start playing Monopoly.
Good.
It's a fun game.
This is the kind of details they're looking for.
It's a good game. Everybody's buying buying a little property here and there. Rain is the bank, and then hands over the bank to Bonnie. And you would think I'm the banker because, you know, my background.
I'm literally, I can't take it anymore.
After this story is done, which hopefully will be before the end of May, please let me go.
Let you go where?
Just some, I honestly have anxiety. It's like riddling my body. It's like, I don't know why we're doing this. I don't like the idea that we're just putting garbage out into the world.
This
you have no problem with it. You're just like, I don't mean to be a bitch, but I have anxiety about a lot of other things. And it's like,
all right, so let's do for real. I know I'm just fucking around.
Are you? Because yeah. It sounds exactly like the way you tell stories when you're not fucking around. So I went to jail 6 times in a row, and Rich and Jessica, his oldest daughter, just kept laughing at me.
Yeah,
and I was like, are you kidding me? And then I wasn't like punching the table or walking around or anything. I was like, just like, oh my God. And then you guys were like, what? Why are you getting so mad? It's funny.
I bought Boardwalk and Park Place, and I put up houses on it. Everybody goes, yeah, that's how he plays. That's how he plays to bankrupt people.
Well, you put all your houses on, the last time we played, you put all your houses on one property.
Yeah, on Pennsylvania Avenue.
He mortgages everything so if that I he can to. Get all his properties on one, and then just hopes for you to land on that one. Then you land on that one, and you're done. Game
million.
Over. I'm just saying,
it
tells a lot about you, the way you play.
No, I mortgage my property to pay bills, and then I ran into some money, and you go, you can unmortgage those two properties. I go, I don't need those properties on mortgage right now, because I didn't have all three. I had two properties in mortgage.
Oh, God.
Then I put houses on Pennsylvania. She landed on it. This was not last week's game, the game before it. She owed me $8 million, and she fucking lost it. That's how you play.
That's not. I did not. That is a completely. That is completely wrong. I did not in any way go, that's how you play.
Well, you know,
or yell or anything.
No, but you
no,
say.
I just grumpily started.
You were bankrupt.
I tried to mortgage things. I couldn't do it, and it was over for me. So yeah, when you're not doing well, you're like completely. You're like.
No.
Then if you're doing well and people land on you, you're laughing at them and you're like, why are you in a bad mood?
No.
You don't see yourself.
I'm not grumpy. I'm concentrating when I'm playing. I'm making decisions. These are big decisions.
Well, I don't know why you're acting like. Then I like almost rolled 3 doubles in a row. And then you and Jessica were like, oh, I was hoping she'd do it. It's like, really? You want me to go to jail 7 times? In a row.
Well, two games in a row, you kept going.
I kept going to jail.
Two games in a row. So what does that say about you? 2 games in a row, that's all you did was go to jail. So maybe you're putting out too much negative energy.
Okay.
Like on this podcast.
Thanks, everybody.
No.
We're ready to roll. Thank you.
Enjoy
your whatever you do.
Anyhow.
I'll be in Germany right now. Bonding over my hatred of a Jew.
That's nice. Yeah, you're gonna put out that. Like if I said that about
one Jew, I don't hate all Jews. I love all the other Jews. It's just one I don't like.
It's I couldn't talk that way ever. I don't even know. I don't know how that kind of stuff could come out of your mouth. And
oh, really?
When we read. First of all, when you're doing an audition, going into the play.
Why are you trying to keep this going? Like, what is it that you're getting out of it? Like, is it not fun for you to live without a microphone in front of you? Like, what? Like, we could just wrap it up right now.
We still got 3 minutes.
Well, your plugs are going to take at least that long.
No.
Oh, that's a Friday at 8. And a lot of times people won't sit in the front row. You should do that. You should try to get a front row seat. I think it's $15 in advance or 20 at the door. I mean, come on.
What? Really? You've been negative towards me this whole podcast?
I can't help it because you're not being like...
I'm trying to get it going, but right from the beginning, you've been attacking me. Right from the beginning.
Sorry.
Look at your... Oh, after 45 minutes?
I can't take it, though. But you are even doing it to bug me. You're chewing your gum too much.
What
you
else?
Know what you're doing.
I'm not doing anything to bug you. I wanted to have a nice podcast, talk, you know, My wife's got, she's got to go to Europe. I'm going to college.
Going like this, Europe. Say Germany.
I'm going, you know, she's going to.
Oh, right. I forgot. You didn't get to bring it back around to you. Go ahead.
No, I didn't bring it up once.
Where are you going? Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
you
did.
Did.
In the beginning, when I said I might be going to Germany, you're like, we both got calls.
Yeah.
I might be going to Cabo.
Yeah, I'm going to Cabo, St. Lucas, I think it's called. Cabo St. Lucas in Mexico. And I could have went for 5 or 6 days, but I'm only going for 3 so I could get home. I don't want to sit in a resort by myself, right? Would you?
No.
How come everybody else would, but me and you wouldn't?
They don't have kids.
Huh?
They don't have children.
Yeah, they do, and they want to get away. But we go away so much that a fucking resort in Cabo is no different to me than a fucking resort in Florida or anywhere. It's just a fucking hotel. You know what I mean? We have flies. Stop. Okay, stop. You're giving me a headache.
Say that 3 minutes is over.
No. You're like, oh, we gotta fill 3 minutes. How are we gonna do it?
So I might go to Cabo. She's going to Europe.
Can I please
go?
Can I please be done? Can I please? I've done a fucking radio show and 2 podcasts this week. Can I fucking please be done?
Are you happy?
No. No, not at all. Not even close. It's like, it's soul destroying. Okay. But that's fine. Chip away at me. I used to be a happy, fun, exciting person. Now I'm just like bitchy, whatever.
But you know what the problem is?
What is it?
That we did this early in the day without, you know.
Maybe Dr. Steve could
shout out.
Shout out to Dr. I can't tell you why. I'm not going to get into the details.
But, you know, maybe
I'll tell you how to pack, but I'm not going to talk about what Dr. Steve did for me. It was a little too late at night for my liking. I will say that.
You are quite funny. My friend, the real estate guy, came over. Bonnie was funny. We went to look at a place. Bonnie had was funny from beginning to end. She was coming up with some good stuff. I gotta admit, she was fucking on fire
like
that day.
You're just dumb. You're a dumb friend. You're like, I'm surprised you're not knocking into each other the whole time you're walking around, the two of you.
She just sat on the couch like she was doing like time. She was killing in the living room.
All right, I gotta go. Thanks, everybody.
You have anything you're plugging?
No, I don't care.
You don't care?
I'm not gonna plug anymore. I'm done.
You're done plugging? Well, I'm gonna plug. Okay. All right, if you're gonna buy something at Amazon, go to amazon.richvoss.com. Bookmark it. Amazon.richvoss.com. Please. Well, you know, I mean, look, help us out. What the fuck? And also this week, the 13th and 14th, I'll be at the Black Box Theater in Boca. One show a night, one on the 13th, one on the 14th. The 20th, May 20th, Ramada, Clark Summit. And the 21st.
Slow down. Let him write it down.
Oh, Carmine's Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie. Down. Okay. Thank you. I am out.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.